This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of the show. We're kicking it off right now with you in studio. It's Ian
and Mark.
We've got Skype and phone lines. You can dial up 855-450 free to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. We've been talking overall throughout the show about fears that Americans have. A new study for 2016 reveals that the number one fear for Americans is this year what it was last year, and that is the corruption of government officials. With just over 60% of the respondents in the survey saying that that was a fear that they have. Terrorist attacks following that, and number four on the list being a victim of terror, so number two and four terrorism related. We haven't gotten to number three yet. We'll get into that here in moments. We are rebutting the claims of our most recent caller, who was citing some sort of memo by the Muslim Brotherhood with the idea of taking over the United States in what was called a civilization jihad. Well, turns out that that memo, while there is a memo that exists from 1991, was just written by someone who might have been involved with the Muslim Brotherhood, but was never actually adopted by the Brotherhood nor any other Muslim circles. And there's more details on that here. If we get the chance, we can share that with you. But I'm going to go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Plus, again, more of the fears that Americans have. Still to come here on Free Talk Live, let's go first to James, listening in South Carolina, to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the whole state is doing itself away from the Constitution, and they have their own system and everything. And basically, what I find humorous is that yes, there are some commonwealths in the country. Yes, there are some republics like Texas. But to my understanding, in order for them to be able to get federal funding and be able to claim themselves as part of the country, they kind of have to adopt the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Yeah, that's a good point. I suspect that any state receiving federal funding has not repudiated the federal government.
Right. Now, whether or not we need to have the state, you know, stop in secession with the way the government is being run right now, I don't have a problem with that. I can understand it. And, you know, all it takes is a certain number. I think it's like 2/3 to actually do that. And, you know, we could do, start over.
You're talking about amend the Constitution or to secede?
Well, now, as far as secession of states, if there's a certain amount of states that actually agree to it, they could restart the country and restart. I mean, they could choose to readopt the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or not Declaration of Independence, I guess that's kind of permanent. But that's an option. But one of the other points I wanted to make is I'm prior military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those few people who I have sworn to protect the Constitution, both foreign and domestic threats. You know, and so, you know, it's definitely something that I accept personally. And, you know, like we tell a lot of people, that's a deal that we agreed to. And technically nobody has ever relieved me from that, you know, that
the oath.
Yeah, the oath to protect me against enemies, foreign and domestic. So this
right.
is kind of the trick, though. So let's say you and I accept the Constitution at face value, that this
right.
is a good document and the government should abide by it. But unless the
right.
government abides by it, It's not really, it's just a trick, right? Like then, oh, well, right. We abide by it, but they don't. It's kind of like when you signed up for the military and they said, okay, you've got a contract, you've got to stick around for the 4 years you signed up for, but they change right. all the rules they want. They rewrite the code if they want to. They're, you know, whatever benefits they decide to give you afterwards, they can change them anytime
sure
they
can.
Want because they're because it's not a contract.
Because right. they're the government, oh. you're not.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everything you just said.
Right.
And trust me,
there's no contract if one party yeah. isn't bound by it.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the issues I have, and that's a big conversation there is, you know, the Constitution says in explicit details what each branch of service can and cannot do. And it basically is like the Second Amendment. By the Second Amendment, every person who is capable and hasn't shown themselves to be a threat has the right to keep and bear arms. I'm a concealed weapons licensed individual, but I shouldn't have to be because I have the Second Amendment. And, you know, one of the things we always say is we have a First Amendment because we have a Second Amendment. So
I've heard
the government. Yeah, the government sitting there and doing some of the things it does right now, yes. You know, I agree if the president does things that is and has that violates the Constitution, he needs to be held accountable. And who is he accountable by? The legislative branch. They choose not to do it, so, you know, it's a catch-22.
So then what?
And who holds them accountable?
That's a good question. You know,
it looks like nobody.
Once upon a time, I always heard, you know, of the people, by the people, for the people.
That's
so
a crock.
I know.
Hey, so I'm glad to hear, James, that that you support secession. Of course, South Carolina was once upon a time one of the states that wanted to see that happen.
If you do it this time, don't fire
don't
on that
fire
fort.
On the fort. Right. Hey, thanks, James, for the call tonight. Right. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So are the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, hordes invading the United States for a civilization jihad that's been going on for 25 years? That's what our caller earlier would have you believe, but I thought this was, you know, such a big claim, it deserves some more thorough rebutting here. We can get back into the fears in a moment, because this is one of those fears that people have, is the fear of terrorism,
well,
is sort of tied in with Islamophobia.
Sort of jingoism or xenophobia. This is, you hear it all the time, you get these email chains that, you know, prove conclusively that, you know, the Muslims are here to take us over and force you to eat, you know, halal meat or whatever the hell, you know, the most recent one is. And there's a reason they're email chains. They're email chains because they can't stand up to the scrutiny of the internet. They're just sent directly into your box. That way you don't have to look them up.
We don't know if that's how this guy found out about it. Because, again, you know, you've got people like Ben Carson.
That's how my friends are finding out about it.
But you've got people like Ben Carson pimping this idea, which means there's likely talk show hosts that are talking about it. And so those email chains can get writ large, and that sounds like that's what's happened here. So the claims about this memo that was, again, from 1991, so again, 25 years ago. It's a mission statement, they say, that lays out the Muslim Brotherhood's secret plan for taking down our country. It describes how this ambitious goal is being pursued through a variety of stealthy techniques.
What was that secret Jewish document that they used earlier in the 20th century? I can't remember what it was, but the secret elders of Zion or something
like, about that.
Yeah.
Vaguely familiar.
You know,
the scrolls of the
learned elders of Zion was what it was, and it was, you know, found to be completely fake.
It is meant as a report from the Muslim Brotherhood's senior leadership here in the United States back to the mothership in Egypt. It helped to get a handle on what the Muslim Brotherhood and some of those other organizations are doing. So again, these are some of the claims about it. So is this internal memo from a quarter of a century ago a secret manifesto that evidences cooperation on the part of ordinary Muslims and major Islamic organizations in America? Because remember, our caller said that these documents encouraging this civilization jihad are in mosques across America. That's what his claim was. And it says,
how many mosques does it have to be in mosques across America? If it's in one mosque in New York and one mosque in L.A., is it
that would be
then in mosques across America?
Well, there's probably no real evidence for that claim whatsoever. Major Islamic or, sorry. So is this memo evidence that there's cooperation on the part of ordinary Muslims and major Islamic organizations in America to transform the country into an Islamic caliphate, as they would lead us to believe. No. Carson and Gaffney mischaracterized the nature and the use of the memo and exaggerate the impact it's had. It was not a formal plan accepted by the Brotherhood, and it did not have influence in other Muslim circles. This document should not be taken seriously. And they actually have a link to the document itself here, in addition with a breakdown of, you know, kind of a summary of what it's about, which we can, you know, dig in further if you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Are you scared of the Muslim hordes? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Saturday edition of the program. You dial toll-free and join us here to bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there probably are some Muslims who would like to forcibly convert people. Many of them are in ISIS, and they will cut off the heads of the people that won't convert and that they don't like. So, you know, there are some bad Muslims out there, just like there are some bad Christians out there. And I wonder if there's conspiracy theories about the Christians trying to take over Muslim lands over in the Middle East, like we hear about this conspiracy theory of the civilization jihad, which purports that there was a memo from 1991 that outlines the plot of the Muslim Brotherhood to take over the civilization and install a caliphate in the United States. We're kind of digging into that here, and we'll continue.
Yeah, I wonder if any Muslims believe that the United States government and Western powers, which are largely run by people who are nominally Christians, right?
Or at least claim to be.
Yeah. Claim to be, nominally. That's the term I'm using here. They would want to say, I don't know, install puppet rulers and, sock puppets and create client states in the Middle East. I mean, I can't imagine where they might come up with something like that.
So how'd you like to try the best pillow you'll ever use risk-free for 60 days? Talking about MyPillow. And no, I'm not going to send you my MyPillow. I'm talking about the brand, MyPillow. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get one at half price, as well as, if you'd like, two for the price of one. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. This one change to your bed may actually result in a better night's sleep for you, maybe not so much pain, or perhaps even the elimination of it. You never know what's going to happen if you change out your pillow, and it's certainly a better idea to change your pillow out than an entire mattress. Much more affordable to do that as well. We've been using MyPillow here, the hosts of Free Talk Live, you and I, Mark, for the past several months, and it's a fantastic pillow. It really does a great job.
Yeah, they offer, don't they give you like 30-day money back?
60 days. Money back
guarantee. If I would have tried this for 60 days, they absolutely could have made me pay for it, because this thing is awesome. It's a really great pillow. It holds your neck in the right position, and, you can wash it.
That's true. You can actually put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. So it stays cleaner than any other pillow ever.
Yeah. They smell really good, by the way, after it's been washed.
I actually haven't done that to mine yet. I should try that out.
Well, I took mine on the boat, and I didn't have the air conditioning turned on, so I was sweaty and got pretty grody.
So MyPillow.com, code FTL. If you don't like it for some reason, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back, and they'll give you your money back. It's not a problem. Plus, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. To get the deal. So a little bit more about this memo here, this scary memo, which, according to Georgetown.edu, is not at all the history of this thing isn't what it's being purported as. It was penned in May of 1991 by a man named Muhammad Akram Adluni, the explanatory memorandum on a general strategic goal for the group in North America, was discovered during an FBI raid of a Virginia home in 2004. This document was admitted as an exhibit to court in the Holy Land Foundation trial in 2007, where they were charged with laundering money. After the trial, the document became public. But according to a 2009 opinion by that judge, the memo was not considered to be supporting evidence for that alleged money laundering scheme, nor any other conspiracy. But what exactly does the memo propose, and how is it received or used by those it addressed? Because, again, the claim is that this was adopted by the Muslim Brotherhood and is being, is available throughout mosques in the United States. A closer investigation reveals that Akram likely composed the memo as a follow-up to the group's 1987 conference, proposing his vision for the group's future. In it, he uses the phrase civilizational jihad and states plainly that his belief that the, quote, role of the Muslim brother, unquote, in North America should be one of eliminating and destroying Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house. And that's another quote there. Such rhetoric is arresting. But his language is wishful and does not reflect the Muslim Brotherhood's agenda as outlined in their documents obtained by the FBI. Asking that his memo be added to the council agenda in its coming meeting in 91, Akram frames it as a letter that contains his, quote, hopes, ambitions, and challenges, unquote. Enlisting a number of American Muslim organizations in the appendix, he even says, quote, imagine if they all march according to one plan, unquote. So he's acknowledging that they don't march according to one plan. These different Muslim organizations are different because they have different ideas. Harvard University professor Tariq Masood noted this aspirational tone in his testimony before the House Select Intelligence Committee in 2011 and added that it seems to reflect a desire for proselytization and political activism rather than evidence of some coordinated plot. But was Akram's letter adopted by the Muslim Brotherhood as he had hoped? Well, other documents entered as evidence in the Holy Land trial indicate that even if Akram's memo was read, it wasn't taken up in an official way by the Brotherhood Council meeting of 1991. A report of the most important issues addressed in the 91 conference, which would be the logical place for his memo to be mentioned if it were even considered by the group, doesn't mention it. Doesn't reference it at all. And importantly, nowhere else in the public collection of Muslim Brotherhood documents from the trial is it mentioned. It would seem that Akram's pleas to the group to, quote, not rush to throw these papers away and to, quote, read the pages of his letter and comment on them, unquote, went unheeded. I mean, this is the equivalent of, you know, some crackpot sending in a letter to the, to a group that he's a member of and begging, or like somebody emailing us and begging us to read their email on the air or something like that. Akram may have been, there's no evidence that those whom he addressed ever took the time to study or comment on it. Akram may have been correct then to fear that his letter would be seen as strange, or, and strange is a quote from Akram, or a, quote, new submission without an antecedent, unquote, or route to what was agreed to in the 1987 conference. Rather than laying out a conclusive Muslim Brotherhood approved plan as Gaffney and Carson would lead their audiences to believe, this document is, at most, one man's utopian vision, or, in the words of the Southern Poverty Law Center, a fantasy of a single member, albeit an ominous one.
Yeah, it's certainly ominous. I mean, it has smacks of Mein Kampf, but, Hitler got that published. This one, not so much.
Akram's colleagues did not adopt this memo, but did his ideas still have an impact elsewhere among Muslims? If it occupied a central place in a Muslim movement to take over America, one would think his supporters would have taken up his idea and spread it in popular and academic circles, which is what our caller earlier wanted you to believe, that this idea of this civilizational jihad exists in documents in mosques across America. But apparently that's just not so. Akram's arguments and phrasing in Arabic are rarely found on the web and not found in Islamic doctrine or literature. While there are some Arabic news articles from the last decade reporting about the memo and reproducing the most disturbing bits of his language, his ideas are not widespread online. In what appears to be linguistic coincidence, the phrase civilizational jihad appears once online in 2003 in a question and answer section to a message board post about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. There is no mention of Akram, the Muslim Brotherhood, or their 1987 conference. The use is one of only six total websites that come up in Google Arabic archives from 2008 to today. Only three sites use the phrase as Akram intended. One is a news article about his memo. One is a short post where the phrase comes up in a Q&A. And the last is another blog that quotes the previous one. So, really, there's nothing to back up this conspiracy theory out there. 855-453, you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How about 50% off hosting for a website? 50% off the regular prices, what we're offering Free Talk Live listeners over at HostGator. And this is one of the web's top hosting companies out there. And they make it easy to host your website. You know, maybe you've been holding back on getting your own site or blog because you just don't want to get into trying to understand the technical aspects of it. Well, they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, and that's not their own rating. That's by, I think it's Web Hosting Stuff. It's a website that's long respected for kind of tallying the uptimes of all the various different hosts out there. So check them out over at HostGator.com/FTL and get that special offer of 50% off of their regular prices. That's a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's go to NJ listening in North Myrtle Beach to WRNN-FM. Hey, NJ.
Hey, I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
Mark's
Ian.
Here.
Yeah. Mark and Ian. Yeah, hi. I just figured I'd call in because I was born in Casablanca, Morocco, and my father was Arabic, and he was a Muslim. I say was. He's dead. And over 20 years ago, he told me when I was younger, he would always call America Big Haifa and Israel Little Haifa. And in other words, that's, well, he'd say it in English, too, that America was Big Satan and Israel was Little Satan.
I thought
and
Haifa was the name of a city in Israel.
Well, it could be, but this term,
right,
what they use, you know, in Arabic, you know, is used towards that.
Okay.
So, anyways, I mean, it quite possibly could be. But
so was he
anyways,
living in the United States, calling the United States Big Satan?
Oh, absolutely. And back and forth he went.
How does he sort of justify that? How did he justify that in his mind? I mean, I just don't.
Well, you can live in a place and hate the government. I mean, that's
because
easy.
This is the ideology behind Muslims and some foreigners, I can't say all, you know, is that you can still hate. And then he brought over some of his family members. They hate it. And just as if you were to go interview, and I've seen this, interview Muslims, say, in Dearborn or someplace, that you would ask them, would you like Sharia law to be in place here? They would totally want that.
Well, Sharia law doesn't, I mean, I would think you would know this, that Sharia law isn't for non-Muslims. Sharia law is a, you know, it's a religious code.
Of course it's not. I know that.
Right.
But what
well,
I'm
how can you enforce Sharia law on other people?
Because you could enforce it. What they're wanting is their culture here. That is what they're wanting. And they're wanting that from 20-some years ago, I experienced that. And I grew up south of D.C. I grew up in the Beltway and through there. My mother worked for the Department of Justice. And so I know, I've been living down here for the past 10 years, but I know how much everything has changed. And when people talk about an infiltration, there is an infiltration, but that's from the Obama administration letting so many Muslims in here. And yes, some can be here. Some might assimilate, using that term, but most deep down, and even says in the Quran, that you just pretend until it's time. So you put on.
Say that again?
I don't recall.
Well, it's not these exact words, but you
well,
pretend.
People often ascribe things to the Quran, and having never read the document, I don't know anything about it.
I've read some of the Quran, yeah.
I've read the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
All I can say
well,
is I've read
saying,
the Bible from front to back, and I can say
right.
that if I want to pull out some ugly stuff from the Bible, I can
yeah,
I can
but
pull
we don't
out.
Practice it now. That's the problem, is that what's said in
there's
the Bible.
There's plenty of Muslims
of
who don't practice
stuff.
The Quran
but that's
either.
The thing. I don't get, I try
oh,
not to get
not
my information.
At all.
I try not to get my information from biased sources. I don't know a lot of Muslims. The Muslims I do know act nothing like what you would
because
think
they're
Muslims
are. Americanized.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the Muslims that I know act nothing like that.
Well, right. I mean, she's saying things like they this and they that as though all Muslims believe the same thing.
No.
They don't.
There's no but that the preaching of the Quran, if they're true Muslims following the Quran, then they are gonna basically hate infidels, which is anybody who is not Muslim and
not
doesn't
true.
Believe
no,
in their faith.
That's absolutely false. I've read, you know, I've
that's
had
a load.
Lots of conversations about that. They believe the Jews and Christians are people of the book,
yep.
And so therefore they have, you know, some understanding and agreement.
Yep, they're
Islam
very similar.
Is just a modification of Christianity. Jesus is mentioned a great deal in
as one of the prophets
in the Quran as one of the prophets. Right.
That's correct. Thank you, NJ,
right.
for your call tonight. You know, that's I think this is one of the tactics of the Islamophobes.
I think there's a lot of scary mullahs out there.
Yeah.
A lot of scary mullahs with a lot of scary rhetoric. But the thing is that Islam's kind of like some versions of Christianity in that you know, you follow a particular mullah in the same way that...
Or your own interpretation of it.
Well, that's true, too. But many forms of Christianity don't have the Pope, right? They have just the preacher that's in the church. And that the higher-ups in the church are actually put there. It's like home rule from states. It's the power comes from the individual meetings in churches as opposed to coming from a top-down organization. And I think a lot of Christians just don't understand. But as a Quaker, I understand completely, because we're part of, you know, my meeting is part of New England yearly meeting, and we could choose at any time to decide not to be part of that meeting if that's what we wanted to do.
Right. Muslims historically have lived peacefully alongside, back in, you know, Muhammad's day, peacefully alongside Jews and alongside Christians.
I think there's a lot of scary Muslims out there, and I see a lot of Muslim immigrants in Europe that don't seem very grateful for a better life, and I find that, you know, kind of despicable. But, you know, I can see why Muslims don't want to integrate when they feel like, hey, we're treated like second-class citizens by a lot of people. So, like, this is one of these sort of give-and-take, back-and-forth things. In 1995, I don't think anybody cared about Muslims at all, but it's become a very big deal since the towers fell, you know?
Let's talk to Mason in Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hey, Mason.
Hey, hi, Nate. Hi, Ian and Mark. Hey,
welcome.
Hi. I've been listening to your Saturday evening conversations for a while, and I originate from India, and we have a big multicultural society, kind of similar to what we have here in the U.S. What I feel is, while there are a vast majority of Muslims who are, you know, very well cultured and educated, there is a underlying, you know, whole underground, so to speak, where they don't really assimilate, they don't talk to you. The ones who actually converse and have a civilized discussion with all of us are the educated ones and who have a liberal mindset. And they are the ones who are glad to have gotten out of Pakistan or from Afghanistan, you know, are living the American dream, so to speak. Yeah. You see them working in as IT, and you see them working in, you know, government services. But there are a whole slew of, you know, the uneducated and undereducated Muslims who basically don't really think for themselves, but blindly follow these different mullahs who are, you know, for lack of a better word, corrupting their minds, so to speak. And we see that in India a lot, too, because in a given classroom, in a school or a college, we will have, like, you know, 30-40% Muslims. But
I know India and Pakistan split basically over along religious lines.
I know, but still, we have a very large population of Muslims anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We
said,
you know what, you give them a choice. Like, do you want to go to India?
Hold on,
India,
Mason. We'll bring you back here. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us. Right here, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. Mark, what does AMP stand for?
Advertise, market, and promote. And what it is, you know, the little Mouseketeer club that we have for our radio program. And we only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to get ourselves on more radio stations, get more podcast downloads, that sort of thing.
So we're talking, again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You can contribute via any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard, or Bitcoin right there on the site, amp.freetalklive.com. And we get some cool perks. Let's go back to Mason listening in Delaware on WDOV. Mason, you were commenting. You're from India, I believe it was, originally?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what I find is there is some truth to this memo which has been circulating about some Islamic communities wanting to create a caliphate, so to speak. Only because, and the reason we don't see it is because they're very subtle and very slow about it. I mean, you're talking about, you're not in a rush, like, oh, you have a deadline that in the next 30 years we will take over America. It's just over maybe a century.
Well, sure, but you know, just because there are some extremists who want to take over America doesn't mean that's what the majority of Muslims
believe. It's kind of like painting all the Mexicans with the La Raza brush.
Exactly.
I know, but look at London now. Okay, already, just assume that I am like a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Okay, now the London mayor has already become is a Pakistani Muslim, right? Now, 100 years ago, when British were ruling India, 150 years ago. And Pakistan, for that matter, they never dreamt in a million years that a Pakistani would actually be a mayor of London. Now he's become. Why? Because there are enough Muslims in London area and Birmingham that they are basically able to elect a Muslim mayor. So automatically now, there is going to be more pro-Muslim legislations occurring. So tomorrow, if there is a, they won't really call it Sharia, but they will say, let's say that succession rights for Muslim women will be that they will not get the full percentage like a Muslim boy for property rights. Okay, something as subtle as that, some ridiculous.
Muslims
that.
So, are 12.4% of the population in London as of 2011.
They will get there. I'm telling you. What I'm trying to tell you is
they did not elect this mayor by there being a majority of Muslims in London.
But at least they guilted enough people. I mean, that's the way it looks like to me. I mean, why would they elect a Muslim guy for a mayor?
Well, maybe they just think that he's the best one qualified. This kind of this conversation was had in this country at one point about
it's
Catholics, too.
Come
like,
on,
the idea was that JFK couldn't be the president of the United States because he was Catholic, and he couldn't, you know, he couldn't think for himself because the Pope would be running the whole nation. It's this is just kind of the fear of the other. It goes on all the time as cultures integrate, and I think it can take a while. And certainly, I agree there are better cultures and worse cultures, but I don't believe everything I hear about you know, Indians, and therefore I don't believe everything I hear about Pakistanis.
Mason,
you know?
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And keep in mind, the beginning of his call, which was in the last segment for those of you just tuning in, but in the beginning of his call, he acknowledged that Muslims in the United States tended to be, you know, wealthy and entrepreneurial, or, you know, they're relatively happy with their lives as they are. I mean, that's obviously a very general statement, but I think there's some truth to the idea that if you're living in a cave in Afghanistan and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, running water and you've got heat and air conditioning and power and, you know, all the nice things that most of the poor people in America have plenty of, that can change somebody's perspective on, you know, how they feel about the United States. So actually coming here and living here will likely, you know, change some perspective.
Well, I do think that some people, and some of those people are Muslim, have found that being the squeaky wheel allows you to get some grease. So meaning that if I complain about how things are, somebody's going to give me something free in order to, you know, placate me. And that's kind of the problem of the welfare state. I think that the welfare state breeds discontent to some extent, and it also allows people to not assimilate as much. So if you are getting enough government assistance that the wife can, you can keep the wife at home, then she's not out chit-chatting with the other wives.
You don't have to meet people. You don't have to make people happy.
You know, figuring out how, hey, my life could be a little bit better if I was like these American ladies and that kind of thing. Really what it comes down to is if we, you know, if free people have to work for the things that they want, they're going to assimilate. We have these complaints about assimilation, you know, surrounding Germans, Irish, Italians, Catholics, Jews, everybody throughout American history. This is the same thing over and over again. And all you hear is, yeah, but these are different. And everybody's different. I'll agree. It's different.
Well, that's what makes life interesting, is people are different. And it's likely that they're not all going to get on the same page with, you know, adopting Sharia law. I mean, can you even imagine if the conspiracy theorists, let's just say they were right, and that there was this big plot to take over the United States with Sharia law? Well, okay, so are you telling me that the police, who are, for the most part, you know, white and black people in America,
Christians, yeah. Western,
whatever they're,
you know, from Western belief systems.
Are these people going to all of a sudden start enforcing a belief system that they don't agree with? Now, I mean, sure, the police will enforce sometimes some laws they don't necessarily agree with as sort of part of their job. But are they really going to start enforcing burqas? Are they really going to start enforcing, you know, halal meat requirements?
I just can't believe a country of 300 million people, with probably 600 million guns, is going to say, oh, yeah, oh, well, I guess I'll just give up on this whole showing my face in public thing.
Right, yep. You've elected a Pakistani for mayor or for the governor, so, you know, now it's all over. Just going to roll over for him, right?
I point out that, you know, most of the governments that I've heard of with female heads of state up to this point have been Muslim ones. You know, I mean, there are plenty of liberal Muslims out there, as the previous caller, you know, agreed.
Let's go to Rod. He's calling from Canada on Skype. Hello, Rod.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to point out something. Just in the same way that you guys don't call yourselves anarchists, because in spite of the definition of the word, the population does not understand that word in the way that we voluntarists would like it to be understood.
What does the prefix "an" mean?
Without.
Yeah. Without.
Okay, what does the prefix "auto" mean?
Yeah, I'm not arguing against...
Oh, I'm arguing. I am not an anarchist.
Yeah, I don't...
And I'm not hiding the fact that I'm an anarchist from somebody.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying, is that in many dictionaries, the definition of anarchy is the same one as many definitions of voluntarism, right? And so that's why...
I'll take your word for it.
Yes, and that's why many ANCAPs call themselves anarcho-capitalists and so on. Anyway, the point is that
Murray Rothbard made a mistake, but go ahead.
It could very well be. It could very well be. But in any case, Sharia, the understanding of the population of the word Sharia, is not the one that is in the Quran and is not the one from Will Cawley. So when you guys are using that word Sharia and you mean it in such a legalistic way that it only applies to Muslims, I think you're fighting a battle that is futile, because people in Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and so on, they all understand Sharia as the law of the land, their law.
Make some Western, say Western women, hear that it's better to cover their heads or whatever when they're in those places. But I've never heard of a Western woman sort of being beaten about the head and neck for driving or anything.
It's not Orthodox Muslim to believe that Sharia should be imposed upon a government. In fact, that's just, because there are Muslims who believe that does not mean that's what the Orthodox viewpoint is.
That's fine, but the word has that meaning in the general population, and also in a lot of...
The general population of Muslims or the general population overall?
Both. There's millions and millions of Muslims that do not know how to read or write in their own language. Mm-hmm. These are people in very poor countries. So
those people aren't going to institute Sharia law in the U.S.
Right, yeah, I'm not really worried about that.
I'm not arguing that. That's fine. I don't think that's a reasonable fear.
Thank you, Rod, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.